appeals to Squid a little bit. Mm-hmm. You got a vape pen. You got your phone.
Everything you need.
A fitness tracker, maybe another part. But you only have two hands.
Yeah.
Get your car keys. But what about the new vape pen that's also a fitness tracker, which is odd, and also a phone in one?
All in one?
It's for real. This is a real thing. It's called Swipe 2. It's Swipe 2 device.
Swipe 2?
I think they have a Swipe 1. This is a Swipe 2. It's a vape pen, a fitness tracker, and a phone all in one.
Hmm.
Interesting.
First, there was Swipe, and now get ready for Swipe 2.0. It's not just a 3-in-1 device, it's a 6-in-1, packed with even more amazing features. Swipe 2.0 also comes with a double serving of caffeine to keep you energized all day, plus AI photos that eliminate the vape clouds for a clear picture every time, and a built-in feature that picks the Snuggie out of your yoga pants for a flawless fit. And for boomers, Swipe 2.0 translates Gen Z slang.
He's always flexing his new vape while ripping on Snap. Translate. He's showing off his new vape on Snapchat.
Swipe 2.0. Experience the future of convenience and connectivity.
So, Squid, you still vape from time to time?
Yeah. I can't stop. It's
okay.
Really? Yeah. But are you addicted to it, or you just
do it? Absolutely. It's nicotine. Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Have you already done it today?
No, not today. No. I try to go without it on the weekdays, but as soon as the weekend comes and I get one alcoholic beverage in me, it's a wrap.
So it's like a controlled addiction.
Yeah, to an extent.
Like, it doesn't control you. You control
addiction.
It.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Uh-huh. I'll keep it in, like, my dresser for the week.
Yeah.
And maybe once or twice. Well, I don't know. I was hitting it a couple of times last night. Kind of random.
I feel you on this 100%. That's how I was with cigs until I became addicted.
Yeah.
But it was like only on the weekends when I'm drinking a couple beers.
I'm like that with meth.
But yeah.
Is vape, is that considered now healthier than cigarettes?
No.
I don't think there's been any report on that.
I don't
that.
Think there's any medical doctor that would say that.
No. Yeah.
I think that the way it was pitched at first, and then they're like, there's like these metals that get in your lungs and all this like bad stuff.
You're inhaling things we didn't know. We don't have any idea.
It just smells so much better. Ugh. I'd much rather be around a vapor than a smoker.
Yeah. Way better.
Smokers stink like crap.
Yes, they do stink, but it's still that chemically like strawberry that you walk into.
I'd much rather that than getting crop dusted or
smoking. I don't want any of it.
A little tropical punch flavor, you're good.
Yes, but vapors have no problem blowing it anywhere.
Oh, I know.
I hate that. I don't want that in my face.
I do say that cigarette smokers are very more aware of where they are when they're exhaling their smoke. Vapors are like, where's somebody I can blow this in their face?
Yes, I can blow it into their face.
I actually kind of like the, it'd be like, I'm like, ooh, is that strawberry?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know. It's just coming out of somebody else's mouth.
No, when I think about it, I'm grossed out by it. Uh-huh. But I'm like, pleasant.
It's not so bad.
It's a lovely vape you're ripping, sir.
And now, is a cigarette vape, for me, Squid, is a cigarette vape the same thing as a marijuana vape, but it's just the THC is in there, so you can't tell?
Well, I wouldn't call it a cigarette vape because it doesn't replicate a cigarette at all. But I mean, you have your nicotine vapes and then your THC vapes.
But you can't tell the difference just by looking at it, correct?
You probably could. Like the THC kind of has a greenish color to it if it's transparent. Like the vape itself is transparent. But I mean, if it's not transparent, you have no idea.
So if a police officer pulls you over and you have a vape pen that is THC in it, he can't automatically assume that's weed.
It still has, when you hit it and exhale, it'll have a little bit of a weed
smell. So he'll be able
to
tell that, or he or she will be able to tell.
Yeah, but if it's just sitting there, probably not.
Cop walks up, hit that for me, boy.
Yeah.
Rip it.
What
rip
you got
in my face.
Exhale in my face. That's what I thought.
I remember the first time, I didn't even know that you vaped, Squid. We were in Savannah 2 years ago.
Two.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then he just pulled out that little robot and put it in his mouth. Yeah.
While
we were walking,
nobody even saw you for a while.
Everyone in Savannah vaped, it seems like.
It seemed.
It did seem that way.
Then I tried it.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Peer pressure, Jason.
But it was like,
I
expected it to, like, you had to like really pull on it. So I like did it as hard as I could. I knocked me over on the ground. I was sick for 2 hours.
You thought you might die for a
and
second.
I was just... That was nicotine, right?
Yeah,
because you didn't know it was nicotine. You're like, Squid, tell me I was vaping nicotine.
You thought it was like CBD or something? Yeah.
I don't know what I thought, but it was the worst decision I made.
I don't know what I thought.
Yeah, vaping, yeah.
I started smoking when I was pretty young, and I loved it. I was so good at smoking. I could blow rings. I could do everything cool about smoking. I could blow rings. But I was like, I gotta quit, but I can't, because I felt sexy when I smoked. I felt like a Jake, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like,
Jake.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your mom's funeral, but Incubus was in town. I tried vaping, but vaping's embarrassing. When you watch someone vape, they look embarrassed while they're doing
yes.
it.
Yes. Hiding it.
Yeah. Mm.
Bro, we see you sucking on that little robot.
Yeah.
It's like they've forgotten about the second half of vaping where they're going to blow out the world's largest plume of smoke. You know, they're just like... You're like, wow, is that boy with a neck tattoo a dragon that breathes hazelnut?
Hazelnut.